If you will, turn your Bibles to John chapter 3. John chapter 3. We are going to look this morning at the universal call to salvation. The universal call to salvation. There's a reason I named this message this. It's the reason that I want to preach this morning. In John chapter 3, verse 14 through 19, the Lord Jesus Christ said these words. He says, Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness. Even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. And whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not on him is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself. We want to look this morning at something called a universal call to salvation. What is the universal call to salvation? The term, the universal call, would be defined as the general call or a general call to salvation. Or we can think of it as a world call to salvation for every living soul to come to Christ. You just heard it. This is a general call, the universal call, the world call, any way you want to look at it, to come to Christ. This is it right here. And since we heard this call, people that hear these words are without excuse in rejecting Jesus Christ as their Savior. The Lord tells here that they are condemned already. They're not going to be. They already are. Most people in this world will not receive another call. It doesn't matter. Election does not excuse people not believing. It's a human responsibility for people to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. But they won't. And the reason they won't is because they are totally depraved. The reason they won't is because of Romans 3, when God says they don't even want to retain God in their knowledge. But every living soul that rejects Jesus Christ as their Savior and heard these words have rejected the universal call to come to salvation. You say, I don't believe in a universal call. Well, you don't believe in the gospel, because that's it. We send the gospel to the world. And those that believe are called of God to believe, led by the Holy Spirit to believe, and caused to believe by the power of the Spirit of God. Those that do not believe and never will believe are condemned already. But they got their call, didn't they? God said in our text, verse 15 through 18, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Verse 16. Whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world. He didn't. Jesus Christ did not come to condemn the world. He came so that the world through him come to know him as Savior, believe on him to be Savior, and he died for them on the cross if they do. If they don't, he didn't die for them. The old cliche that Christ died for everybody on the cross is a lie. Christ never died for anyone who went to hell. It's not God's fault. Don't blame God. It's not God's fault if people don't believe. God didn't give us the strength and power to not believe. He gave us the strength and power to believe, but not to believe. That's our strength and our power given to us by Satan in the fall itself. When he blinded lost people, brought the vision by sin between God and the world. He went on to say, but that the world through him might be saved. Through him. Jesus Christ is the Savior of this world. He is the Savior of mankind. And anyone who's ever going to be saved is going to be saved in Jesus Christ. Not by decisions, not by choices, not by determination, not by works, not by baptism, not by church membership, not by running down the road 50 miles an hour. It's not going to save you. Only believing in the man who died on that cross and shed his blood is the one that can save you. He is our Redeemer. He is our Savior. He is the one that will make us one day walk righteously in God's kingdom. Only through him. He says, he that believeth not is condemned. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. So those that do believe will never be condemned, no matter what. Why not? Because Jesus Christ cleansed us from all sin. How can God tell us that we do not sin if we do sin? Because to God we do not. Because Jesus Christ paid his blood on that cross to cleanse us from every sin we would ever commit. You will go to Romans chapter 1. God gives this call to the entire population of the world. Therefore, it is the responsibility for man to answer. People know. They do. People that are atheists know that God exists. Don't ever believe that atheists do not believe that God exists. They know he does. Even those like Darwin that preached and taught and wrote about the evolution plan of evolution understand that God exists and that God created all this. No way this just came into existence. No way just big bang happened and all of a sudden this great, big, beautiful universe we have came into existence. It's impossible. They would rather believe a lie than to believe the truth. That's their choice. It is. You know, people don't talk about choices and decisions. That's their choice. I can't say that they can change that choice. They're bound to that choice because they're bound to sin. They're bound to blindness. They're bound to dead spirits that they have. But it's still their choice to hate God. It's still their choice to not believe in Christ. It's still their choice to believe in evolution. It's still their choice to believe in this stupid lie called climate change or whatever they call it. But this is truth. They are without excuse. Romans chapter 1, verse 19 and 20. Lord said, because that they which may be known of God is manifest in them. For God has showed it unto them. They believe. God showed it to them. They understand that God exists, that God is real. They understand that Jesus Christ is the Savior of mankind. They just don't believe it. For the invisible things of him which the creation of the world are clearly seen, God said, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead are clearly seen, so that they are without excuse. They have no excuse. I didn't know. Yes, you did. Yes, you do. This Bible's been around in part for thousands of years, and whole for thousands of years. People do know. Preachers have preached it from the rooftops. Preachers have stood on the corners of the street preaching about Jesus Christ while they just walk by like they don't hear him. One of these days they're going to answer to Jesus Christ for that. They are not, no one's going to stand before Jesus Christ and say, I just didn't know. I never knew that God really existed. Really? Well, they believe in a God. Even the strongest atheists believe in some kind of God. They may not believe in Jehovah, but they believe in some kind of God. But even with that God, they in their deep in their hearts know Jehovah exists. They know that he created everything. They can lie to themselves, bleach their minds, hate God all they want to. But they know that God put this universe together. They know that God put this earth together. You know why I know that? Because this right here is the only explanation to everything. Right here. The answers to creation is right here. Even the circle of the earth, which so many did not believe, even in the 1600s. People still don't believe some of it. I've heard people say the world is flat. It is not round. That it's a myth. That people just show us these pictures of a round earth. People say, well, people really didn't walk on the moon. We never did get there. It's all a hoax. The government plays against it as a hoax. I tell you what. Anyway. People blame a lot of things on the wrong things. They believe the wrong things. That's the reason they reject God. That's the reason they reject his word, his truth. That's the reason they reject our Savior, Jesus Christ. God says they are without excuse. It is the same for people because they reject the universal call to come to Jesus Christ for redemption. They are without excuse. Without? Why don't people answer to the call? Because they hate God. They hate Jesus. They hate the universe. They hate creation. They hate everything God is. So in their minds, they convince themselves that it isn't true. You go back, I don't know, Larry and some of us others can go back 50 years. I mean, I can go back 30 years and remember when a lot of different religions, Methodists, Presbyterians, many other denominations out there that call themselves churches believed in God and the sovereignty of God. J. Vernon McGee, well, I disagree a lot with him on his teachings. I used to love to hear him preach because he preached the sovereignty of God like not many people can. He might be wrong on a lot of things, but he wasn't wrong on the sovereignty of God. And people used to listen to him by the millions. They wouldn't today. You just couldn't go to the bookstore and buy his books. Can today. Because over time, little by little, fewer people believe that God is sovereign. Doesn't mean he's not. Just means they reject him. Just like they reject him in creation. Just like they reject him in everything else. Just like they reject his son. Just like they reject his death, burial, and resurrection. Just like they reject his blood. Just like they reject his offer of salvation. It's an offer of salvation. Yes! That's what the universal call is, to come to Christ. God is not causing people not to come to Christ. People are. Sin is. Satan is. So, if we don't believe in the sovereignty of God, then we can believe that people can make a decision for Christ. That's reading ahead the sovereignty of God. Because God saves sinners. If God didn't save us, none of us would be saved. That's called the effectual call. That's a different call altogether. People reject the universal call because they are bound to sin. Bound to it. Like this book. This is a $150 Bible. Like this book is bound to this cover. They are bound to sin. This book can't just jump loose. In fact, it's probably bound. I hope it's bound. But it's bound to it, isn't it? They're bound to sin. They are blinded by sin, and they're blinded by Satan. They are at enmity with God, because God said they were in Genesis 3:15, which we studied a lot on a little earlier. God said, I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Enmity. God said he put enmity between Satan's seed and the seed of the woman. Put the world and Christ. God has put enmity between them. Enmity means hate. You say, well, God loves everybody. How can God love everybody if he didn't love Esau? Explain that to me. How can God love everybody if he hated Esau? Are you saying that Esau is the only human being that God ever hated? Did God love Pharaoh? Then why does God hate the workers of iniquity if he loves everybody? How can God hate the workers of iniquity if God loves everybody because God cannot change? I've got to hurry. So remember what the word enmity means. It means hostile or hatred. Go to Romans chapter 8, if you will. And I'm going to kind of kick up my gears here. Therefore, the world by nature hates God. They are Satan's seed. And if God never translates them, if God never transfers them to Christ, they will never change their hatred toward God and will never answer the universal call to come to Christ for redemption. In Romans chapter 8, verse 7, because the carnal mind is an enmity, there's that word again, it's hate, the cardinal mind is hatred toward against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed they can be. Why is that? They're not even subject to the law of God? No, they're condemned already. The law of God condemned. Lost people are not bound not to have abortions. Lost people are not bound not to hate God. It's their nature to hate God, to sin. They're bound to sin. They're not bound to Christ. They're not bound to God. They're not bound to the law. They can try to work it all they want to. You can't do it. Because it's not just 10 commandments, which they can't live anyway. It's hundreds of them throughout the Word of God. And God said all are sinners. Go to Romans chapter 3, if you will. Because the cardinal mind, or the natural mind, is enmity or hatred toward God, people will forever refuse God's call for salvation. John 3 is a call for salvation. Jesus tells people in Matthew to come unto me, all you that labor heavy laden, I will give you rest. You're not going to have rest in works or trying to be a good church member or trying to be this good or trying to be that good, trying to be a good Christian. Those are things that you're working at. You say, well, Pastor, we as Christians work. Yes, we do, because we're saved. We're not working to be saved. We're already saved. Our salvation is the reason we work. The Lord said, because their blindness by Satan and sin, they will reject God and Jesus for redemption. He says in Romans chapter 3, verse 10 and 11, as is written, there's none righteous, no, not one. How many? He says a couple of scriptures before this, that this is both Jews and Gentiles. God's talking here about all the people in the world. And he says about all the people in the world that there's none righteous, no, not even one of them. Not one, not one. There's none that understand it. Not one. Not one. There's none that seeketh after God. Not one. Don't tell me about people making decisions for Christ. Don't talk to me about praying a sinner. Don't talk to me about people turning over new leaves. Don't talk to me about people getting better. So you're an alcoholic. You got over alcoholism. You're a druggie, you got over drugs. You used to rob banks, you got over that. Whoop-de-doo. You might be morally a better person in society, but you're not a better person to God. You're still a sinner. You're still condemned. You're still going to hell. Because you reject the gospel of Jesus Christ. This used to be the great message from all the pulpits. Sometimes I think a lot of sovereign grace people have lost it. I think we may have convinced ourselves that God's not saving people anymore. God's still saving. Look at Odell. They've had some salvation. I see other churches that had salvation. We may not have any here in a while, but that's not our right purpose. That's God. We just haven't been blessed with it. He says anyway, he goes on to verse 9, Romans chapter 3. It says both Jews and Gentiles are included. I forgot I had that in there. All under sin. All under sin. The words "they are all under sin" mean they are all under the power and dominion of sin. Why do you think the Jews rejected Jesus? John chapter 1, verse 12, I think it is. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. They rejected him. Receiving him not is a gentle way to say they hated him. And because they hated Jesus Christ, they rejected him. A lot of places call themselves churches today. They reject Jesus. I'm establishing my own salvation, thank you. I'm living a good life. I'm working. I'm doing it myself. I don't need God. Oh, I'd never say that. They are saying that. God is everything to me. Because I believe in God. I believe that God saved my soul. I believe that Jesus Christ went to that cross and died for my sin. I believe that he cleanses me from all sin. And I believe that I will never come into condemnation because God promised me eternal life if I believe. John 3:19 says, and this is the condemnation. This, listen folks to the words. This is the condemnation. That light come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. They love darkness. They're happy with it. Colossians chapter 1. So this is our third point. What is the internal call of true salvation? The eternal call is the effectual call of God. It is the call of the Holy Spirit through our spirit. That's right. The Holy Spirit comes into us. He takes up residence in us. He's in you right now if you're saved. And he quickened your spirit because it was dead. He gave you faith. He gave you the ability to believe and strength to support that belief and hold it up. Faith in Jesus Christ. Faith in God. Faith in the death, burial, resurrection. Faith in the blood of Jesus. Colossians chapter 1, verse 12, he says, and give thanks unto the Father. But why? Why? Which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. Because God saved sinners. Because none of us would have ever answered the general call had God not caused us to answer it. Goes on, gets better. Speaking of Jesus Christ, who is the light, who is our Savior, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness. God did through Jesus Christ. And listen to this word, translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Wow. You know what that means? Here's Satan. Here's the world. Here's all the lost people. Satan's buzzing over them. I hate to use my Bible for Satan, but anyway. Satan's buzzing over them. And God takes us out. He picks us up. And he moves us. This is Jesus. He literally takes us from Satan and moves us to Jesus for salvation. We don't do it ourselves. God does it. Look at Romans chapter 8, verse 29 and 30. I've got to hurry. I got about 5 minutes left. In verse 29, it says, for whom he did foreknow, that's that election, that's that foreknowing you before the foundation of the world, he also did predestinate. What did he predestinate us to be? To be conformed to the image of his Son? to the image of his son. No way, that's not in Christ. So that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, that's the effectual call, and whom he called, them he also justified, and them that he justified, them he also glorified, which is our souls and our spirits, and when Jesus comes, our bodies will be glorified. He did it. Look at John chapter 6, verse 44, a scripture you know well, I'm sure. None can come to me, Christ said, except the Father which sent me draw him. And I will raise him up in the last days. In other words, you can't come. You will never believe. You will never be saved unless the Father, by the Holy Spirit, draws you to Christ to believe. And then Jesus said, those that do believe, those that make their decision, those that make their choice, I will raise them up in the last days. That's not what he says, is it? That's adding heresy to the scriptures, isn't it? No, he says, them that my Father draws, I will raise them up in the last day. Verse 65, and he said, therefore I say unto you, listen, no man can come unto me except it's given unto him of my Father. The word draw means to pull them in, to drag them in, to pull them in. God draws us because we cannot come on our own. The words, but there are some that you that believe not. Verse 64. Some of you that don't believe. You will never believe. If the Father doesn't draw you, you will never answer the general call. Ever. You may believe you answered. You may believe you made the decision for Christ. You may believe that you prayed a prayer to be saved. You may believe that you've turned over new leaves. You may believe that you do good works to be saved, but you do not. Those are those that prophesied in my name. Those that thought they believed in my name. And they say, Lord, Lord, have we not done many wonderful works in thy name at the great white throne? He's going to say, depart from me. Ye that work iniquity, I never knew you. You're not mine. Let's go to 1 John chapter 5. I'll end with this. I've used up all my time. I don't want to borrow any this morning. I'll borrow some later. But he did say back in John chapter 3, verse 18 in our text, didn't he? He that believeth on him is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed on the name of the only begotten Son. Oh, well, we did that. We also had to work. Well, where'd you get that? Well, God gave it to me. Well, let's look at the record of God. He says in verse 9, if we receive the witness of man, the witness of God is greater. In other words, the witness from the Word of God is greater than those in the pulpits. Nobody, the great Reverend Billy Graham, is not greater than this man right here. He's not to be believed over God. Joel Stein, Benny Skinny Hinn, Jimmy, I hang in New Orleans. Among the bad people, swear. None of them is greater than God. So let's listen to God. For this is the witness. This is the witness of God. This is the witness of God, which he testified of his Son. This is what God's testimony is of his Son. he that believeth on him, he that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. What's the witness? The witness is the Spirit of God witnessing to us. Therefore, we have the witness of God in us. He that believeth not on God hath made him God a liar. Because they haven't believed, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. What was that record? This is a record. You can't make this stuff up. This is really what God said. This is a record that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. In other words, you're condemned already. And he didn't say anything about works, did he? They say anything about baptism. Well, I hate that word. Oh, God didn't explain everything in detail. Just like when Paul wrote the gospel over in 1 Corinthians 15. Well, Paul didn't add everything in the gospel. It goes further than that, really. Well, Paul's actually meant to say this is part of the gospel. He just couldn't write well. So we left that part out. I'm surprised some Bible hadn't added that, and they probably have. No, Paul said, this is the gospel that I was saved by, and that you were saved by if you're saved. The death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Nothing about works, nothing about baptism, nothing about making decisions, nothing about making choices, nothing about any of that. Preachers that teach that do not know what they're saying. And preachers that teach that God cannot change your will doesn't understand what it means to be transferred from Satan to Christ. And that God does it. We don't do it ourselves. Let's all stand. The Lord said, justice is going to come. The Lord said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. That is the record of God. That's not my record, it's not Baptist record, it's God's record, and because it is, it's Baptist record. Number 212.